Well, good afternoon, Packers fans. Thanks for your patience this morning. It was a very long evening and then an early morning for yours truly between post-game activities coupled by getting home at 3:30 up till about 4:30, waking up, taking care of the girls, having live X stuff to do. And now I'm here with your Packers daily chat. That's right. The Packers coming off a shellacking of the Tennessee Titans. The feared, the mighty Tennessee Titans go down 40-14 after months, and I do mean months, of people up in my mentions here on the chat going, how are we going to stop Derrick Henry? What are we going to do about Derrick Henry? Are you worried about Derrick Henry? Packers put the brakes on that, but good. 23 carries for Henry, just under 100 yards. A great showing, snapping a pretty significantly long streak of away games where Henry has gone over 100 yards. Didn't happen last night. Packers defense is ascending at the absolute right time. Without question, the best defensive performance of the year from the Green Bay Packers. You absolutely love to see it. On the flip side, you've got Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams continuing to be on just another level. Basically, telepathy is all I can explain it with. And of course, the rumblings of A.J. Dillon, the rookie running back, who, as Rodgers said after the game, they didn't even know if they were going to get him back this year after his extensive absence due to COVID-19. There he was last night, trucking fools. And I found it particularly interesting that his first couple carries were less than productive. But as the game went on, and this seems to be true to form to what you watched in college, he got stronger and stronger and better the more carries he got. And of course, by the third and fourth quarter, he was ripping off, you know, those 1 and 2 yard gains were becoming 7, 9, 10, 20 yard gains. So I like this kid. I like him in the elements. Let's see more of that. We'll see what's up with Jamal Williams later this week. But good to see everybody in the comments section. Hello, hello. My goodness, we've already got some super chats going up in here. What is up, fine party people? Michael, thanks for the super chat. And over and over and over and over and over and over again. They're just not going to want that. A phenomenal quotation from the philosopher that is known as Marshawn Lynch. Michael, thank you for the super chat. Finally got to unveil Dillon. It was worth the wait. Wasn't it? It was so lovely. Absolutely lovely. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Victory Monday. Skies are A.J. Dillon's thighs out. Carry them up. G. Dustin summoning up very, very nicely there. Want to make sure I didn't miss any super chats. I got yelled at so many times last night during the watch party. Merck, thanks for the super chat. Some say that the fans are their team's 12th man. Lambeau was our 12th man last night. What an advantage that place gives us. Go Pack, go. It is interesting how the mystique of Lambeau suddenly arrives with the snow. Earlier this year, obviously, the wind was a major problem in those games against the Jaguars and the Vikings. The Vikings game in particular, clearly, was a monstrous issue. But last night was a whole nother level. Whole different ball game. And I think it kind of crystallized what I've been saying in regards to, no, we want games in Lambeau in January, this year in particular. And I think Tom Silverstein laid it out pretty well in his column this morning regarding, look, pretty much, you know, most places around the NFL, yes, you know, going on the road is not that big a deal. But going to Lambeau in January, some people just say, you know, some teams just aren't built for that. And the Titans certainly aren't. That's what you want. That's called home field advantage. Joe, thanks for the super sticker, buddy. H. Carrington, thank you for the super chat. Preston and Kirksey read the tweets. I tell you what, Kirksey had a good game. And it's funny because, you know, you talk about his lack of explosiveness. We've been talking about it. The snow looked like a pretty damn good equalizer. And I don't know what that portends going forward on a more neutral surface, if that is to be found. Perhaps the Packers do end up having to go, say, down to New Orleans. I don't think he has the same type of game there. But, man, I tell you what, on a slow track, he looks up to the challenge. There's no doubt about that. He had a fine game. Fine game last night. No doubt about it. Uh All I see is the refs helped us with two calls. Tommy, you can ignore those people. Just ignore those folks. Aaron, are we going to re-sign Aaron Jones? Matthew, I doubt it. Can we say we have a good defense now?
Okay, all right, all right. Let's, why do you got to define it? Just let it be, man. It's ascending. I prefer that. It's ascending.
Gary looked like Luke in The Mandalorian. All right, I'm down for that. Savage looking great. It's interesting. We got comments about Gary and Savage back-to-back. I think that's an apt notation simply because this is what the Packers were hoping for in regards to improvement on the defensive side of the ball coming into 2020. Needed their young guys, the previous draft class, not this draft class, but the previous draft class to continue to improve and develop. You're certainly seeing that now with Savage. Gary's been flashing all year long. To see them both playing in tandem, especially in that interception, it's a thing of beauty. Gotta love it. Adam, thanks for the super chat. Thanks for watching with me last night, Aaron, Corey, and Perry. Always a pleasure to enjoy a game with Cheesehead TV. Adam, thank you so much for checking it out. Shout out to Perry Goldstein for putting up with our nonsense. Our defense is trending up. Correct. Can we get Damn It Bobby merch? Doubt it. EQTD, good for him. Florian, I mean, what a route, too. Single coverage, beat the guy off the line. Perfect catch. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. And you see, I saw somebody this morning ask about MVS. Somebody was saying, like, where's MVS been? Like, he's just not in part of the game plan. And when the plan comes his way or the flow of the game, as it did to EQ on that one play, he'll get his. That's what's so great about the Packers offense. They can kill you in any number of ways, and you never know who's going to jump up and bite you. But, you know, Devontae is the focal point of the passing game. He always will be. And everybody else is just there to compliment him. It doesn't matter who it is, and that's on the defensive side of the ball, the nightmare. Because you don't know where it's going to come from. Okay, what else we got last night? Jake, thanks for the super chat. Why do you think Jones won't be resigned? Because he enlisted Drew Rosenhaus as his agent. Has watched every other major talented back be signed to humongous contracts, and there is no way Green Bay is going to put down that kind of money with those, you know, guarantees when they literally just drafted the guy you watched plow through the Titans last night in A.J. Dillon. The whole reason they make a draft pick like that is because they are planning ahead. Now, if Aaron Jones is amiable to some incentive stuff and willing to take a below-market deal, sure. But if that were the case, he would have fired his agents and gone and gotten Drew Rosenhaus. Sorry, I just don't see that. I could be completely wrong. Nagler's never right. I hope he resigns. I'm all in. I just don't think it's going to happen. Jocelyn, thanks for the super chat. Broadcast focused on five-man fronts, but byproducts seem to be simpler coverages with fewer DBs. You've argued for this. No coverage busts. Well, from what I could tell, there was a lot more straight up. Well, it's never really straight up, but more man coverage. And I think, hey, the five-man fronts is important. I mean, it all works in tandem. Savage said it this morning on Twitter. You know, you got to be able to at least affect the quarterback. And they're obviously playing that because they're expecting a lot of Henry, and they got a lot of Henry, and they kept him under control. But, you know, outside of a player here or there, for the most part, yeah, I think the coverage held up well. I think it delineates your assignments, and it certainly seemed to have good results last night. JK made a tackle. Yeah, it didn't count, though. Rashawn, thanks for the super chat. Look at how different the defensive looks when we trust our corners to play man. I don't hate it. I kind of like it. Green Bay Productions, thanks for the super chat. This team is Super Bowl bound. Thoughts? They can win the Super Bowl. There is zero question about that. Rick Ward, thanks for the super chat. Very, very close to a 60-minute game. Absolute most complete performance of the year. There's zero question about that. Eric, thank you for the super chat. Matt LaFleur is definitely a coach of the year candidate, but man, what about Goody for GM of the year? Needs to be mentioned more. Yeah, that'll never happen because of the love pick, but I'm with you. You see it. The problem is that Gutekunst makes moves and then they come to fruition as he plans them to, for the most part, throughout the course of several seasons. But they don't give awards for, you know, oh, look, this plan you had a couple years ago is actually working. If they had that kind of award, Goody would get it. Uncultured Barbarian, thanks for the super chat. Going to be a good chat with Andy this week. Go Pack Go. Also, Pappy's tip. Write it down. Thanks, Uncultured. Thank you very much. I'm probably going to have to wait till tomorrow to talk to Andy Herman. My day is going to be crazed. I have to do some more stuff after this, and then I have to get to the studio for Packer Transplants. Packer Transplants tonight, 5 p.m. Eastern, right here on the YouTube and Facebook channels. And then hopefully I'll get to Andy probably tomorrow morning. But just a crazy day. Crazy day, Shay Nagler. Nags, you missed the super chat. Clever, Kevin. Q King, thanks for the super chat. Two words, Jair Alexander. How about that? Huh? How about that? I mean, AJ Brown's going to get his, but man, great performance from Jair. No doubt about it. Andy, thanks for the super chat. One, fair to argue that we have the number one NFL player at QB, wide receiver, center, cornerback, left tackle, as well as the best running back group. Two, Pettine is the GOAT, LOL. Three, Lazard is some guy. I don't know about, you know, you could absolutely quibble with the QB and wide receiver ideas, but I mean, I love our guys, obviously. Center, I think Corey coming back last night certainly paved the way. You know, it's telling they didn't really take that much of a step back with Elton at center overall. I know people will point to the second half against the Panthers, but I do think overall that the step back wasn't significant, but I think it was noticeable. With Corey back last night, you absolutely loved what that kind of left side of that line does, man. From Bakhtiari to Jenkins to Lindsley, that is a joy to behold. Pettine is the GOAT. All right, let's all just slow down. All right, what else we got here? Well, you got Wendy. Thank you for the super chat. You need a t-shirt that says thoughts? Yeah, I think that needs to happen. I think that's gonna be coming. Kyle, thank you for the super chat. AJ Dillon trucked three people last night. He trucked a few more than that. I saw several more than that. I was actually rewatching this morning. Nick, thanks for the super chat. For the bye week transplants, can you guys just spend the hour dunking on people who were wrong about this year's draft? Man, no. I mean, I love, obviously, that people are enjoying the performance from AJ Dillon last night. And, you know, look, the only receipts for this year's draft that matter are how Jordan Love pans out. And that's going to take many, many years to figure out. You know, I can't sit here and tell you guys in April and May and June, like, look, you got to let it play out. And then start dunking on people because A.J. Dillon has a good game. Although I will say, isn't it interesting that they had this running back late in the year when the other two guys are banged up who was able to step in and they don't miss a beat? It's almost like they have a plan. It's almost like they have a plan. I don't know. So the plan seems to be working, but the absolute 100% kind of validation of this draft class will always be about Jordan Love. So we're a long way away from finding out that answer. Kyle, thanks for the super chat. Getting the chance to knock the Bears out of the playoffs and get the one seed in the same game means everything. Kyle, I am very interested to see how much the Packers are up for this game. I really am. Because we have seen, as Packers fans in the past, and obviously this team is not those teams and they have no direct correlation within the, you know, locker room, within the coaches' meetings, etc. But as Packers fans, we've watched the Packers be in a position similar to this where they have everything to play for and they just don't come with a lot of intensity or they don't show up and match the challenge in front of them. I am very curious to see how LaFleur focuses his guys this week and gets them ready to play a good opponent. Bears are playing good football and playing in Chicago is always tough. Yeah, who knows what the weather will be like? We've seen that wind off the lake and the freezing temperatures kind of even the playing field before these games against Chicago. So, I'm giddy with anticipation. Of course, all of that said, Bears still suck. Mike, thanks for the super sticker, buddy. Matthew, thank you for the super chat. Capers adapted. Holy shnikes. Quite sure. Is that a reference to the defensive consultant in Minnesota? I'm confused. Christopher, thanks for the super chat. Missed my other chats. Christopher, there's a million of them, buddy. I get it as many as I can. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. Where are the weapons? They are all going to be at home watching us get number 14. Carry the motherfucking G. Adams is going to hit 20. Not even playing a full season. Unreal. Thoughts? There's a lot there, man. I think you've laid out all the thoughts necessary. Right there. Stanley, Thanks for the super chat. Never mock the belt again, LOL. We keep telling people, man. We keep telling people, don't mock the belt. And they keep doing it. And they keep ending up looking silly. So, I don't know. Oh, sorry, guys. Here we go. Trying to get... I think I got all that. I got as many as I could right there. Steel Philly, thanks for the super chat. Aaron Rodgers comparing Devontae to Woodson during his presser was amazing last night. We're watching a special player. We most certainly are. That soliloquy, so to speak, was absolutely phenomenal. That was great. Nikki, thanks for the super chat. Savage is becoming a ball hawk. No doubt about it. As he said, though, it's about that pressure up front. Got to get the quarterback to get the ball out of his hands. He's taking advantage. Should have had a pick six, though, on that second one. So close. I love it. I love it. Outside of that big Tannehill run, the defense was awesome. Even many of the throws Ryan made were in really tight windows. Many of the five-man rush could be used moving forward. I think it is very much a game-by-game thing, but we'll see. We'll see how much they utilize it. I would suspect you'll see some of it this week, trying to keep the clamps on David Montgomery, have Jair locked up with Robinson. And you know Trubisky's mobile. He's probably a much better runner, actually, than Tannehill is. So they're going to have their work cut out for him. I do think we'll see some of that 5-1, so to speak. What else we got? Got that one. What else we got here, folks? So many. FMCH, thanks for the super chat. Preston Smith is back on his game. Great to see. I mean, that play he had where he forced the interception with the pressure, he splits a double team. That was outstanding work. That was a great play from Preston. No question about it. And if they can just keep getting, you know, plays that affect the quarterback. You guys hear me talk about it all the time. Mike Smith, the outside linebackers coach, talks about it all the time. It's not about sacks. Sacks are great. We all love them, especially when Z gets one last night to trigger his bonus. Sacks are wonderful. But if you can affect the quarterback, that's where, you know, you get game-changing plays. That's where you get turnovers, and that's what you need to do, down in and down out. And Preston is helping in that regard. Brett, thanks for the super chat. It's crazy we kept Simmons quiet. He's a monster. I tell you what, you know, obviously you're going to look at the snow last night, and that is a great equalizer, so to speak. But both teams have to play in it. The Packers executed in a way on both sides of the ball that the Titans were just not up to. But, yeah, the Titans have been ripping through people, coming off a couple games where their offense has looked near unstoppable. The Packers put the clamp on them, but good. Hey, Aaron, do you think the Bears game will be close this week? Shamrock, unfortunately, I do. I think it's going to be tough. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be the blowout we saw last time around. I'd love to be wrong on this, but I doubt it. Get Olive her dog. No. Q King, thanks for the super chat. Is mocking the belt gets that outcome? Mock away, please. Fair point. Fair point. The gods don't like it. What are my thoughts on Jair versus Tariq Hill? Let's deal with it when we get there. Let's get to the Super Bowl and face the Chiefs. I have no thoughts on Jair versus Tariq Hill. I doubt it happens one-on-one that much. I think you'll see a similar game plan to what Pettin rolled out last year, even with Matt Moore at quarterback. Is there a still suck on the back of your sweatshirt? No, there's one right here. Dub Bears still suck. Love seeing Kenny blow up. Oh, sorry. Oh, Evernight 2020, thanks to the super chat. Love seeing Kenny blow up so many runs up the gut last night. He was getting double teamed something fierce last night, and he absolutely came to play. I do think there were a couple times where you wish you could lower his snap count a little bit, because it does seem like, you know, he's so valuable that they got to put him out there. But then there are times I think he could probably do with a bit of a breather, and they just can't afford to do it, especially against a running attack like the Titans have. But, man, he is so good. He's so good at what he does. Stumbling Upward, thanks for the super chat. Raider Nation says, hi, the algorithm is favoring you. Make sure your squad leaves likes. Well, thank you very much, Raider Nation. You are you're a gentleman and a scholar, Stumbling Upward. Yeah, people, leave likes. You heard the man. He just had to watch that abomination of the ending to the Dolphins game over the holidays. That ain't nice, but do the man a favor and hit like he says. What else we got here? Arthur, thanks for the super chat. Rodgers, 11-20, best passer rating seasons ever. Yeah, it is interesting. Last night, Aaron Rodgers was incomplete, only threw the ball, not to his receiver, or completed it to his receiver 4 times. Obviously, he had the 1 interception, which he talked about after the game. It's one that kills you. The voice of Tom Clemens in his head, late and over the middle. Cardinal sin for the quarterback. But, I mean, you go 21-25, a bunch of 4 touchdowns, you're doing okay. And Rodgers is absolutely owning this offense. It is absolutely his to work and utilize however, whenever. You heard Matt say last night after the game, he was surprised at the check where he sent Devontae on the go route on the short yardage call. And that's Aaron Rodgers, man. He knows what he likes. He knows what he's got. He's going to utilize it. And that throw on that play, by the way, was absolutely insane. Landon, thanks for the super chat. Any worry about how flat? Oh, here we go. Here we go. We've had an awesome time, people. We were so great. We got the game 40-14, one game away from the number one seed. The Packers looking awesome. Super Bowl contenders. Landon is worried about something. Less than 24 hours. I love it. Here we go. Landon, any worry about how flat we've been after bye weeks under Matt LaFleur? Just a little nervous having a potential bye week with how bad we've looked afterwards. You mean like last year when they kicked the Seahawks' ass in the playoffs after a bye? Get here, man. Landon. Come on. Carry the G, man. Come on. Get with me. Let's go. Let's go. No more worries. Worrying is over, man. The only team that can beat this team is this team. The only team that can beat the 2020 Green Bay Packers are the 2020 Green Bay Packers. They play a clean game. They play their game. They're going to win. Let's go. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Was that the first time Kevin King has had a QB blitz? It was a beautiful thing to see. No, he's done it before. It's very, very rare, which is why I think Patton likes to send it when he does, because you know, you're not expecting it. It's not something he utilizes a lot. But Kevin's been brought before, definitely. Of course, speaking the truth. I'm just speaking my truth, man. It's just what I believe to be true. Look, you can disagree. We're going to have arguments. I understand people fan differently. I'm just telling you where I come from. The only thing I worry about are my children. I don't worry about the 2020 Green Bay Packers. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers. It really means a lot to us that you make Cheesehead TV part of your daily Packers routine. I know there is a ton of coverage out there. It is a very saturated market. And the fact that each and every one of you makes Packers Daily part of your routine, watch us on Packer Transplants, join us for the watch party, it really means a lot. Please, please hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. I'll see you tonight, Packer Transplants, 5 p.m. Eastern. Go Pack, go.